here's a story from The World.
Deadly flash floods that hit Western Europe last month were all the more devastating because of climate change. That's according to an analysis released today by a group of scientists in Europe and the U.S. Martin von Alst from the Red Cross Red Crescent Climate Center says that kind of flooding is still a once-in-a-400-year event. You still have to plan for it.
Into the future, the results from our study show that it's going to be even more important to take account of what are currently very low-frequency events that are getting more likely with the changing climate.
At least 220 people died in Germany and Belgium in mid-July when swollen floodwaters swept away homes, roads, and bridges. Warmer air can hold more moisture, and climate change is driving more intense rains across much of the globe. And they found that rainfall today increased by 3% to nearly 20% across a wide swath of Western Europe. The study was released today by the World Weather Attribution Network. Martin von Alst says these recent floods should teach risk managers two lessons.
I mean, the first lesson is that climate change is hitting us everywhere now. So if we want to avoid these problems from getting worse, let's reduce those greenhouse gases urgently, because that is in the end driving this rise in risk.
Already, though, the analysis found that with current levels of global warming, the kind of rains we saw in July, they're only getting more and more common. Planners, von Alst says, need to be ready for this new normal.
So the increase in risk that we found in this study are something we need to manage by thinking about our flood risk management, about our preparedness, about early warning systems being ready to tell people what's coming their way and people knowing what to do at that point.
On this side of the Atlantic, flooding in the state of Tennessee this weekend killed 22 people. A total of 17 inches of rain fell in less than 24 hours, bringing flash floods that swept away cars and destroyed homes.
From PR.